This is Weekend Edition.
I'm Leanne Hansen. Last October, we asked what you would like to hear again during our 10th anniversary broadcasts. You've heard many of those suggestions during the past 4 weeks. However, one thing many of you asked for, excerpts from Julian Crandall Hollick's Apna Street series about Bombay's pavement dwellers, you didn't hear. That's because Julian was working on new episodes, which we begin to broadcast today. The pavement dwellers are the poorest of India's poor. They migrate to Bombay to look for work and often get it, but that doesn't mean they can afford a place to live. Baikala is a neighborhood in Bombay, middle class, filled with apartments, small businesses, and an old cotton mill. It was there that Julian Crandall Hollick got to know the people who live in the makeshift huts on the sidewalks, and they got to know him. In the earlier series, you heard about some of the difficulties of life on the streets, like paying backsheesh or bribes to get water, or watching city authorities demolish a street full of huts in one fell swoop, then knocking them down again a week later after they'd been rebuilt. And you heard how the pavement dwellers were perceived.
If you talk to anybody in the city of Bombay, you're always talking about those poor people. They talk about themselves as we, that's the educated people, and they say that Bombay belongs to us. Everybody else is they. But it's the they that make the city work. All those who live on the pavement are the most they of them all. They don't show up in any statistics. The city planners always deny their existence, and they deny their contribution to the city's economy. It is as if they were invisible.
And you heard about their ultimate desire to own a home of their own. They were powerless as individuals, but together they thought they might be able to do something. So they formed an organization and called it Maila Milun, or Women Coming Together. Today, Julian introduces us to Sona Pujari, a former prostitute who now has a very different profession.
Now, Sona's been expecting me and Rashida for the past half hour because at 10 sharp, she wants to go out to work. She's cooking poa, which is flaked rice mixed with onion and groundnut, all soaked in water and then fried to make a simple and very tasty mid-morning snack. Sona's hut is probably the smallest on 14th Gully. 8x5, made of bamboo and plastic sheeting with a curbstone to anchor the rear wall. It's as neat as could be. Important papers and Sona's spare saris are stuffed under the bamboo eaves, and in the corner, in the place of honour, sits the goddess Yelima, made of twisted tin and clothed with great care in gold, green and red silks. Now, Tuesdays and Thursdays, Sona carries Yelima round Bombay Central and quite literally begs for her supper. But this morning, she's about to don her other hat, that of Maila Milan street banker, and go off up the lane in search of a rather different sort of customer. Sometimes, as in this instance, the customer gets to the bank before the bank gets to the customer. Sona takes Padmabai's passbook from a pile on her cot and stuffs the banknote inside.
Savings.
Padmabai, 10 rupees saving.
Padma gave me 10 rupees saving.
And returns to stirring the poha. Needs another 30 minutes. Sona places a tali over the skillet, uncrosses her legs, adjusts her sari, and stuffs the passbooks into a plastic bag. Come on. We've got time. Let's go and collect money. Now, 50 of the women here on the gully are members of Maila Milan. Most of them have two types of bank accounts. A crisis savings account for emergencies, where they get no interest and they pay no interest. They just have to pay back the loan at an agreed pace. And then there are the housing accounts, the down payment on their eventual homes, their real paka homes, one day somewhere in the city.
Sundara Ramu gave me 10 rupees loan repayment. Chalo. Oh, Sonama.
Paisa deo boli.
The next woman asked to put off paying Sona till this evening. Now, it's simply not the right time.
I asked her for money for saving, but she's saying in my soul some goddess has come, so I'll give you afterwards.
And then the money starts to come in dribs and drabs, but it's a steady stream that all adds up. Some for the housing account, but most of it to replenish their crisis savings, which have been run down for a multitude of reasons.
Sujar Hari, 5 rupees saving.
Sujar Hari gave me 5 rupees saving.
Sujar Hari's neighbor says she's broke today. Sona just stands there. The woman reluctantly produces a couple of coins from the folds of her sari. Now, some of Sona's customers are familiar faces from less happy times, when Sona was herself forced to work as a prostitute on this very same street. Who's that, Baban?
Yamuna Babu.
Yamuna Babu Shinde Baban. 5 rupees saving.
Abhi, 5 rupees saving. 5 rupees saving. Now, come on.
Most of the deposits today are small amounts that they pay in every day, 2, 5, 10 rupees maximum, from a daily household income that can vary anywhere between 20 to 60 rupees on upwards. Just occasionally you get an exception, such as Suresh Guide Khaki, who pulls 5 crisp 10 rupee notes from her choli and hands them to Sona. That's 50 rupees, a full day's wages.
Yellow, iska naam bahut lamba chauda to bol bhai.
Yellow Suresh Guy karke.
Sona pulls out the passbooks, looking for the right one.
Yellow Suresh Guy karke. 50 rupees saving.
50 rupees saving.
How come that's a large amount? She must have been. That's not a usual amount to save. Is it one go? 50? Turns out Yellow Bai became a mother a couple of months back.
Delivery. Because of the delivery, she was unable to give for 1 month. That's why she's getting together.
So you prefer to give a large sum occasionally every month rather than a small sum every day?
I like to give smaller amount every time. Then I prefer to give large amount. Because it's easy for me to give a small amount.
Is it as easy during the monsoon period to save money as it is during the rest of the year? Or is it harder because there's a lack of work?
Yes, it's really a problem for me to save during the monsoon month. Because of the delivery, I have lots of expenditure. That's why I'm saving low amount.
Sona continues her way slowly up the gully, stopping to chat with everybody. The prostitutes on the left-hand side, the pavement dwellers on the right. Everyone hands over something. It's like making an offering to the goddess Yelima. Sona, you are quite simply the best money collector I have ever seen.
Don't praise me so much, otherwise I will be flying in the sky.
Sona is absolutely beaming.
Jyoti gave me 10 rupees loan repayment.
Jyoti looks the sort who isn't intimidated, either by my skin or by my microphone.
कम से कम 2000 तक का पगार देता था उसको.
Yeah, Jyoti Pujai, Sona comes every day, or almost every day, to collect money. Does she sort of extort it out of you if you don't have the money every day? She makes sure that you have something to put in? Because I've watched her, and, you know, I've seen your faces. I have no money today, and she just stands outside and waits till you give it. Now, I've yet to see Sona ever come away empty-handed. She strikes me as a cross between a saint and a bill collector, and her manner somewhere in between prayer and blackmail.
Yeah, she comes every day to me, but when I don't have money, she comes and asks from me. But when I say no, I don't have, she goes away. But again, she will come to me and ask again. Then I have to give something to her. Because she is the person who helps us to get the loan. That's why we feel like to give her. Even though we don't have, we get it from somewhere and give it to her. She doesn't leave us till we give her.
Day in, day out, Sona forces 14th Gully to save, whether they want to or not.
Now away. Don't be saving.
Sona, on an average, in a morning, how much money do you collect for the savings?
फिर उसका बाद 200, 300, 400.
और अभी?
अभी कभी 200 होता है, कभी 250 होता है, कभी 100 होता है.
Previously, I used to get collection of rupees 400 every day. But now the saving has become low and I get only up to 250 or 300.
Because of the monsoon rains, that's why. Means people here simply don't have the money.
Still, I feel that they should give 1 rupee, so I take from them at least 1 rupee.
You enjoy this, don't you?
I got habituated to do all these things.
Sona does this work for nothing. It's never entered her head to expect to be paid for it. It's her way of being useful. It's her duty, her dharma. And one day, her customers will get the rewards.
We're going to 13th Gully. You do 13th Gully in which other streets?
Bas Tera Gully. Only 14th and 13th Gully.
Only 14th and 13th Gully.
Hey, Rukma!
Sona plants herself on the doorstep of one of the brothels. She's looking for two of her regulars, Rakhmani and Basava.
Basava saves 30 rupees every day and Rukmani saves 10 rupees every day, but both of them have gone to bazaar to buy vegetables, so they are not at home.
Basava has taken out large loans before. Once she borrowed 5,000 rupees to buy land back in her village. This time she wants to borrow 3,000 rupees to celebrate her daughter's first child. It's a lot of money. But then Basava can earn 50 or up to 100 a day doing the cleaning in four of the brothels here on 13th Gully. In fact, Sona's opened crisis savings accounts for at least 20 of the prostitutes here.
Before making them Mahila Milan member, I had a meeting with other Mahila Milan leaders and informed them that these are the prostitute women and they want to open Mahila Milan accounts. So are you all ready to accept them? They said, okay, it's a good thing if they want to improve their life, they want to save for their future.
So of course, most of the girls are already hopelessly in debt to a combination of pimps, gawalis and moneylenders, and they'll probably never get out. But Sona says saving with Mahila Milan has enabled maybe four or five to pay off their debts and move entirely out of the business. Basava's back. Sona's telling her the bank will loan her 1,000, not the 3,000 she's asking for. And Basava isn't arguing. She knows she's got a good deal, a 12% per annum. Now, the moneylender would also charge her 12%. But 12% a month. Sona spotted Raju. She stops. Raju looks at Sona, then at me, and he reluctantly reaches in to his pockets.
Raju saving 20 rupees.
Extortion, Raju, 20 rupees. You're not saving.
So, that's banking finished for the morning. Time to get back to a hut and sit and sample the pork. Maybe time to chat about something other than money.
Want some?
But in the corner of the hut, the goddess Yelima is watching over our meal. I know exactly what I now have to do. Find a clean 50 rupee note and hand it to Sona.
This is for Yelima, okay?
Just watch what she does.
And Sona delicately folds the note and places it in Yelima's lap.
For prayer, it takes 2-3 hours for me to do the prayer. Yesterday only I completed my prayer and everything because I knew you are going to come.
With most pavement dwellers, a foreigner probably always remains just that, a foreigner. But with Sona, after a rocky beginning, a real friendship has developed. She's been trying to improve my Hindi so we can have real conversations together. And she wants me to go with her to Poonam, which is a big festival in her native Karnataka. I can't go this year, but one day, if the invitation still stands, I probably will. I'm Julian Crandall-Hollick in Bombay.
Sona Pujari, Street Banker, was produced by Fernando Ruiz del Prado. This was the first of Julian Crandall-Hollick's APNA Street series, which we will broadcast on an irregular basis throughout the year. Next month, you'll hear Living Through the Riots.